The Brady Report for Golden Ponds Fishing in Marin Park. Goldenponds.com.au.
It is a Friday morning, and a Brady, g'day.
Yeah, morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Now, the school results are out, but the government weren't happy.
Yeah, so this is really interesting what's happened today. A-level results, our equivalent of ATAR, and we've had all of these kids, all these students who've worked so hard, all turn up to school today to get their results. And obviously they couldn't sit the exams because of COVID. And it was a mixture of coursework, predicted grades, what your teacher thought you would get, and, you know, mock exam results from a few months ago. And the government has decided to downgrade about 280,000 subjects because they felt that you weren't going to get those grades. So a lot of upset pupils, a lot of upset parents, and angry teachers as well. But the government, at least in England, is saying it's not changing its mind. Those are the grades you're getting, and make the most of it.
Significant day tomorrow and a big anniversary.
Yeah, it's 75 years since the war ended, the end of World War II, VJ Day, Victory in Japan. I've spent the past week interviewing veterans, and they are very, very, very thin on the ground now. You know, most of them are 95, 96, 97 years of age, but amazing men. And I sat down with one old boy this week, Roy Miller from Croydon in South London. And his job in 1944, 1945, he was on HMS Indomitable in the Far East. His job was to shoot down kamikaze pilots trying to crash their aircraft into his vessel. What an amazing man. I had a great conversation with him all over Sky News tomorrow, 75 years. And Charles and Camilla will join with the Prime Minister in Staffordshire at the National Memorial Arboretum. And there will be a two-minute silence, and then the red arrows from the RAF will fly all the way across the UK, a UK-wide flypast. Incredible, incredible people.
Indeed, mate. Very, very moving moment it will be for many people. Thanks, Cobber. Have a good weekend. You'll be back with Oliver this afternoon. We'll talk again Monday.
See you, boys.